Leanna here. So, some of you may have noticed we've gone a little bit radio silent on our podcast feed recently, and we do apologize. That has been due to some health issues on both ends of the spectrum over here, and we just want to thank you for your patience and also tell you that we're not gone. We're coming back. We have some other fabulous episodes coming up soon, including one with David of Crooked Wands, and we really think that you're going to enjoy that. But listeners, since it's just you and me, I thought we would take a moment to talk about the thing that is on everyone's mind right now. And that is, of course, the hottest topic on the market right now, the fire butt crab. Yes, the fire butt crab. So, for those of you who don't follow us on social media, I have seen the movie. I got to see it at a early screening, and by the movie I mean The Secrets of Dumbledore. I will not be doing anything spoiler related here, so don't worry about that. I will only be talking about things that we've also seen in the trailer footage already. But I would just like to share my reaction to the firebutt crabs, because one, yes, I was squeeing and just so thrilled, and oh my goodness, they are so freaking cute, the little firebutt crabs, the entire time. And have I been practicing my firebutt crab shuffle? Yes, I have. Okay, so that's a good thing. Secondly, they got a lot of screen time and I was very happy about that. That was a good thing. Thirdly, these are not firebutt crabs. I mean, I don't know what Warner Brothers thinks they are doing, but as we saw in the trailer footage, and I'll confirm the trailer footage is the same footage from the movie, we see that the manticore thingy that they're talking about, the little ones and the big one, is clearly like mostly just a crab and a scorpion combination. There's no lion head, there's no humanoid features, nothing like that is present in the manticore as we see it. And it's just very upsetting because I am very mad that they took away my opportunity to have a real firebutt crab named in these movies, because this thing shoots fire. We saw this in the trailer. It shoots fire at Newton Theseus as they're trying to run through one of those tunnels. And it's not a manticore. It's not. I mean, here's the description of a manticore from the Myths and Folklore Wiki. The manticore has a face like a man's, a skin like a red cinnabar, is as large as a lion. It has three rows of teeth, ears, and light blue eyes like those of a man. Its tail is like that of a land scorpion, okay, containing the sting more than a cubit long at the end. It has other stings on each side of its tail, and one on the top of its head like a scorpion, with which it inflicts a wound that is always fatal to all animals except for the elephant. The sting are about a foot long and about as thick as a small rush. I'm not exactly sure how big a small rush is, but I'm assuming it's big. And it says a manticore's face is said to resemble a human's, and the travelers through marshes have reported mistaking the manticore for a bearded man in the distance. So I definitely did not mistake the manticore in this movie for a bearded man, I'll tell you that much. But I would just like to say, Warner Brothers, why? Why take away the dreams and the hopes of someone when you didn't have to? Am I going to buy multiples of the Funko Pop that they're probably going to make for this? Heck yeah. I am going to buy so many of these Funko Pops and put them all over my apartment. I cannot get enough of the firebutt crab. They are so cute. If you have not seen this movie, please go out and see it. Go enjoy the firebutt crab. But please just call the firebutt crab by its proper name, which is not the manticore. Sorry, Eddie Redmayne. Sorry, Warner Brothers. It is the fire butt crab. It shoots fire out of its butt. It's a giant crab. Fire butt crab. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. All of you who listen to our podcast, thank you so much for listening. We will be back in your feed as soon as possible, probably next week or so. But keep an eye on the feed. And until next time, stay puffy and badger on.